Hello and welcome to Dad.fm. I'm Adam Cohen of DadRocks.com.
This is Drew Bennett from BenSpark.com.
This is Jeff Bogle from OWTK.com.
And today we are talking about Disney Infinity 3.0. It's Star Wars. Now, we can't not say that we didn't see this coming a mile away.
I actually years saw back.
That, yeah, years back. I think I remember talking to you guys about, like, where's the Marvel? Where's the Star Wars? And there were always, like, little, like, everyone said that they had seen sprites, like, when you go through the game library, you could see some of the images. And someone said years ago that you could find some of the Star Wars stuff embedded in Disney 1.0, and definitely in Disney 2.0, you actually had some of the racers, right? So, we all saw this coming, but now the announcement is here. So, Drew, since you know the most about this, take us into it.
I got really into it. And it's funny because I've been critical of Disney Infinity over the years. I'm a Skylanders guy, but I really like 2.0, and I'm excited for what's going to be coming on from 3.0. Not necessarily because I'm a big Star Wars fan, but it looks like there's going to be some major improvements to gameplay, and so looking forward to that. But what we see so far with the announcement is that they announced three different playsets. Now, the playsets are basically like going on missions, and it's more of a linear sort of thing, even though the world is pretty open-ended. You have different things that you do within a playset, and so they've announced five of them. Three of them are going to be Star Wars playsets. One is going to deal with the first three movies in the trilogy. That would be 4, 5, and 6. The actual trilogy, the original trilogy. And that playset is going to be called, that one is going to be called Rise Against the Empire. And it's going to have missions with Luke Skywalker, Princess Leia, Han Solo, Chewbacca, and Darth Vader. So those are the five announced figures that are going to be playable in that playset. Doesn't mean that's the end of the figures that we're going to see in 3.0 for that particular era of Star Wars. You also get Twilight of the Republic, or can get, and that is an original chapter in the Star Wars saga. It's going to be set in the episodes 1 through 3 timeline. And that is going to be having figures of Anakin Skywalker, Ahsoka Tano, Obi-Wan Kenobi, Yoda, and Darth Maul. So those five there. The third Star Wars playset is going to be coming later in the winter, and it's based on Star Wars The Force Awakens. So we have no idea what that's going to be because that movie hasn't even come out yet. So some pretty cool stuff with that. Now, also, we're going to get Tron figures. So Tron figures, characters Sam Flynn and Korra are going to be available as physical figures. I think in the previous versions we've had different Tron-related things, but people have been asking for the physical characters and we're getting them in 3.0. Then they've also asked for additional Disney, Marvel items in the set in 3.0. And there's going to be a new playset. It's based on Pixar's upcoming movie, Inside Out. It's going to feature all five of the emotions, joy, sadness, fear, anger, and disgust. And they'll be playable characters. And then for like the, I guess they've been calling it the Disney Originals, our fan favorite characters, Mickey, Minnie, Mulan, and Olaf are going to be joining the toy box. But what I'm really excited about is that from Marvel, there's going to be a Marvel playset, and it's going to be announced later as to what the whole playset's about, but it's going to have characters like the Hulkbuster Iron Man and Ultron. So I assume it's going to be based somewhat on the Age of Ultron movie that came out this past week and did really well. And that's a lot with that, but we're also getting some cool things in the toy box. Toy box has always been that thing that I'm not so thrilled with. But I think I might be excited about this. There is going to be two expansion games. Toy Box Takeover, which they haven't actually explained what that's all about. But Toy Box Speedway, which is a kart racing game. And it would be really cool to play these kart racing games with all the figures that you have already for Disney Infinity. So that would be a lot of fun. So that those are some of the major things. Jeff, you okay?
I am. I don't know. I'm just tired, man. I'm just tired of all this gaming stuff. I'm tired of superheroes. I'm tired of gaming. I got so excited the other day with Netflix. I saw this new show. This is completely... I'm going to come around to a point here, I swear. But this new Netflix show with Jane Fonda and Lily Tomlin and Martin Sheen and Sam Waterston. Like, so excited because it's like, wow, there's something that doesn't involve superheroes or Star Wars. And as much as I like that stuff, I just feel totally, completely just at the breaking point with it. Like, it's just so much saturation. Are we reaching? Is it just me? I'm probably on this podcast. It probably is, but I just feel like is there any space in American society left for like just human narrative that doesn't have aliens or robots or made up planets? I don't know. I mean, I'll probably get it. I'll probably be excited about it for a little bit. Just like Disney Infinity 2.0. I mean, it was neat, but then we gravitated back to Skylanders, and then even that's like, it's mostly offline now. Like, we don't play a whole lot online. That happens with every single game. There's just not enough hours in the day, like, to read books and to play outdoors and to do other stuff that doesn't involve having a remote control in your hand.
You're such a Debbie Downer, Jeff.
I'm not.
You're totally like, we're here talking about Disney Infinity, and you're like, let's go offline.
Well, like, it's just, like, every year there's going to be a new that and a new Skylanders and a hey and a and a new what did we talk about the other the new Lego one. It's like, just I don't know. It's just so much.
Is a lot to it.
Another game, 1,000 more figures, and I mean, who? Forget the money aside for all this. Like, just from a diversity of thought and of action and of mind. So much of what parenting and childhood and life seems to be about is like corralled under kind of one umbrella. And I don't know. I just when I think about myself and how I've grown up, like that I love sports and I love theater and I love film and I enjoy comic book movies occasionally and I like Star Wars, and like there's just diversity of interests, and it seems like everything, if it's not directly superhero / I'm going to lump Star Wars into that, just kind of like fantasy, I don't know, sci-fi related, it's got a tie into it. If it's not directly related to it, it's so closely related to it that the lines are totally blurred. And I don't know, it kind of bugs me a little bit. It makes me worry about just the complex. Are we not going to have a complex of a well-rounded people, because everything is just all, it seems like it's all of one thing. Am I completely off base with that?
I think people are still going to find their own niches of things that they are interested in, based upon the interests that they have and they're developed. You know, I've personally, for the past maybe 3 months, haven't played anything on my Wii. I just haven't had the time, and you know, I'm going to gravitate back to it. Of course, there's different things that I want to play with, and especially when my kids get a little bit older, where I can actually play with them, you know, rather than just show them how to do it and get frustrated the whole time. Because, you know, if they can actually play with me, that'd be a lot of fun. But right now, we play a toy box, and my daughter's just like, well, we're not going to fight against anybody. We're just going to run around. And, let's just go outside and run around, because this is boring as hell. you know, so maybe that's just going to get me outside.
I think that's the problem with Disney Infinity, is that it's too open-ended. I think that's why every one of us keeps going back to Skylanders, because it's so storyline-based. It's such a A to C point, and you could go with a little bit of B here and there, but it is so storyline-driven. Whereas with Disney Infinity, it is a circular thing of A to Z, and you can go anywhere in it. You can interact with almost anything, but then it's like there's so many missions, there's so many this, whereas on, like, you can look at Skylanders, it's a straight line that has a couple of, like, you know, points off of it going up and down. But really, you still end up in the same place, no matter what you do. You might see some extra, you might get something extra, you might get a pickup, a power-up, but you're really still going to the same endpoint. Whereas in Disney Infinity, it's so circular that it kills some of the gameplay, and that's why, you know, to us, it's almost been more of a collection, a figure collector, than a game.
You know, I think it's funny. I think you're right. I was so excited about Toy Box and the potential of it. But I think it's so – there's so much possibility. It's like, you know, when I don't what was I going to say about that? Sometimes when my wife and I try to figure out what we want to watch on Amazon Prime or Netflix or something, and there's just – we haven't seen anything in a while, and there's so many choices, we end up watching nothing. Like, we sit there for an hour scrolling through. And we end up as like, well, now it's 11 o'clock at night. Like, it's too late to even start something. Like, there's too much possibility that it's almost disarming. I feel like you're right about that. That's what Toy Box does to us, too.
About Toy Box is that Toy Box gives you this creative expression that you can build what you want, right? So to me, there's something about it, like, if you have that 10 or 11-year-old that's still really into Disney, that you get to have them experience gameplay in a very, you know, simplistic way of building a game and building a platform. So to me, there is like a little bit of a STEM component to it. And I definitely like the idea that they did in Disney 2.0, which was the level up featuring that they didn't have in Disney 1.0. You know, but it's become a perennial kind of thing that you're going to constantly invest in a platform. You're going to spend hundreds of dollars on figures. You're going to spend $50 on a platform. Maybe, you know, 100 if you buy multiple platforms, whether it's mobile or, you know, device or different devices. So I think there's, you know, there's a money to this, and I think there's a huge cost to it. And, you know, to me, I still love Disney Infinity. I love the artwork. I love the figures. I can't wait to see what they do with Star Wars. I think that'll be awesome. It's also going to be really telling of how well the, you know, old figures interact with the new ones. And how well they translate into this gameplay mode. I think that, you know, it's a very early announcement, you know, surprisingly early. I know that Skylanders has an event going up in the next coming weeks, so that there's probably something on the Skylander camp that's about to be announced. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see. But Jeff, I agree with you. It's now springtime. This is kind of the lull in the video game season. So it is time to get your kids outside, right? Like, that's the whole point.
That is the whole point. So, yeah, I mean, it's definitely more than just, like, I'm not, like, railing against video games per se. It is more just, like, that fantasy, sci-fi, superhero, Star Wars. It just, there's so much excess, and I'm just looking ahead of what the stuff that's going to surround Star Wars. Just the, I have a problem with excess. I have a problem when there's just so much. And it's not just money grabbing, like throwing a character's face on products that make no sense because you're going to sell more of it or whatever. The licensing, that's always bugged me. But it's just more than that. I don't know. I'm definitely excited. I mean, I shared it excitedly about the 3.0. It's more of like just one more notch in an overarching kind of takeover of childhood and of American society of just this stuff. And I don't know. I don't want to be a downer. It's excitable. It's exciting. Yeah, I'm going to be excited to play it. I love Star Wars too. And I just worry about just the amount of stuff.
So with the figures that they've announced already, you know, the 10 of them from Star Wars, and I'm assuming there'll probably be another 5 for the third expansion, the third playset. A lot of times they throw in some other characters. Who else would you like to see as a Star Wars character, you know, in Disney Infinity?
I have a good feeling that you'll probably see some of their upcoming movies. Maybe someone from Tomorrowland. I think Tomorrowland could be a great playset that they will not announce immediately until deciding how well the movie does. I think you could see, I was going to say Into the Woods, but I think that's too obscure for most of the younger fans. I think that would be only on the older fans.
Well, they own the Muppets, right?
They do own the Muppets. And I think with the Muppets coming back as the Muppets TV show, I could see them easily doing Disney Infinity 3.0 as a Muppet set.
Yeah, or would they do that as full, like, wait for another year?
Yeah, full year. I mean, because there's a lot of characters, there's a lot of library to that.
Yeah. I mean, I'd prefer Muppet Babies, but I'm not going to be picky.
I wish they would figure out the rights to all those clips and all those shows, especially now that some of the clips they own the rights to, because originally it was like, you know, some of the Star Wars clips they said they didn't own the rights to, but now...
Oh, really?
Yeah, now that it's all under the Disney umbrella, let's get those figured out.
But are there any Star Wars characters that you want to see in the in this
Star
one?
Oh, Star Wars characters.
Yeah.
Huh.
Well, we know that they have... what's the name? Jabba the Hutt is going to be in there, right?
Is going to be a playable character?
I don't know if he's playable. I have a you know, we saw renderings of him. If you went to the Game Informer video and looked at that video, that's where like you started seeing some of the things before even the press announcement was released.
Yeah.
But you saw some of the characters. You saw some of the animations going, you know, whiteboarding. So you saw Jabba in the computer screen being rendered. I don't know if he's going to be playable. I like to see him playable. That would be pretty cool to have a giant, like, sloth-like, you know, creature.
I'd like the band. I don't know the characters' names, but the band in Jabba's little palace, the musicians. I would like those guys.
I would want to see Wicket.
Oh, God, how is that not the first thing out of my mouth? Yes, we were just in Endor in February, and my wife wore her Wicket socks, and I took some really cool pictures of Wicket slash socks on some of the trees out there.
I only want Wicket because he was played by Warwick Davis, and I loved Warwick Davis in Willow. And and then in the, I think it's an HBO show called Life is Short, and he plays this real jerky version of himself. It's hilarious. So you know, it's always been Willow used to be like my favorite movie when I was a kid.
Really?
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind seeing Lando, only because like Rhesus Monkey's new album has a song called Oh Lando that's so incredibly good. It like Star Wars fans are gonna freak out over how good this song is. And so I don't know, he's on my mind because I'm listening to that new album a ton.
See, I'd love to see them do something with the Rebels. With the Star Wars Rebels television show.
One thing at a time. There's a new movie coming out. They can't do them all.
But they're also this show has already been out and they have a second season, mm-hmm. and I think, you know, throwing those characters in there too would be great. You'd have you know, off the cuff, you'd have five characters that would be, you know, good playable characters within that within a playset. You know, I don't know. I'd love to see it, and the show seems to be doing pretty good. So, you know, and it bridges a gap.
I don't think you're that far off the mark on that one being announced later on. Mm. I think that's one of those that can easily get, you know, announced later on. Is like, oh, by the way, this is the other wave. And if you think about what they did with the Marvel superheroes in 2.0, is that they released a core set, and that was the announcement, and it was like the Avengers. And then they added a set to it, which was like Spider-Man. And so this time they're saying that there is these two core Star Wars sets, but then they're going to add to it. So I think you're not far from the mark. I think that would be an easy property for them to say. And especially since it's already alive and well and doing really well, I can't imagine them not doing that.
Yeah. Plus the characters, I mean, they're so close to looking like a Disney Infinity character. You know, the way that they're drawn, the way they, you know, that could easily translate right into a figure. So,
well, do we know when it's coming out? Did they announce the dates yet?
No, but you know what? There is this.
I heard September 24th.
Oh, okay.
I heard that third week of September is when the target ship date is.
Okay.
Third week of September. Okay. I was looking on an announcement that they're actually doing a live stream on Twitch. Friday the, what's today, the 6th? Friday the 8th at 11 Pacific time. So they're going to be answering a lot of questions. Probably not all of them, because there's probably a lot of things that they can't answer. But they are going to answer a lot of questions on a live Twitch live stream, which would be twitch.tv/Disney.
Oh, okay.
Yep. I got that off the Disney.infinity.com site where they had the latest news revealed. So there's a good little video in there and a lot of great information. So
cool. Well, you have 4 months, everybody, to set up a separate piggy bank or a savings account, and you can put a couple dollars away each week to save up for the new game and the many, many, many figures that you and your children will absolutely want to collect.
Them all already.
What's that?
I want them all already. All right. Well, thanks for listening to this episode of Dad.fm. Stay tuned for more.
Bye-bye.